Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we are a leader in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give them world-class recognition at numerous business expos and other events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. Excuse me, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the Possible Woman Leadership Conference that will be held on April 27th, 2011, in Atlanta, Georgia. My guest today is a native of San Antonio, Texas. She is a graduate of Texas A&M University and received her MBA from the University of Dallas. Today, she is president of WIN Enterprises, a corporation committed to the personal and professional development of women business owners and corporate career women. Our guest is also the founder of the Possible Woman Foundation. It is truly an honor and a privilege to have on the phone today a woman whose foundation is dedicated to giving academic scholarships to women in need returning to school. Ms. Linda Nguyen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sparkplug, and how are you today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
I don't know. You sound about as great as it can be today.
Well, Linda, are you ready to talk about the Possible Woman Leadership Conference?
I am, Sparkplug.
Well, let's get
Fire
right into
away.
It. All right. Well, Linda, why did you start WIN Enterprises and the Possible Woman Leadership Conference and events?
Sparkplug, I spent 20 years in corporate America, 20-plus years, and in those 20 years, I found a lot about how companies should not be run in many ways. And when I spent those years in corporate America, that was a time where women were given token positions within the company because women were just starting to climb the ladder to success and to try to break the glass ceiling. And I worked for some phenomenal companies, IBM, Saban, Sharp Electronics, Panasonic, Pitney Bowes, all in the office products and fax machines and computer areas. And having said that, I recognized the need for women to have a clear road, a clear path to leadership development within the company so they too could have the same possibilities that the men in those companies had. And again, this is not about women taking over the world. This is about men and women learning how to work together in full partnership with each other. So to me, it's never been either or. It has always been both and. And so I decided when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, from Dallas, Texas at the time, and that was back in 1995, and I had met Dr. Betty Siegel, President Emeritus of Kennesaw State University. Everybody knows Betty. At a women's luncheon, and I went up to her and I said, "Dr. Siegel, I'm planning this women's cruise. Would you be one of the keynote speakers?" Well, I was new to town. Nobody knew who I was. Betty certainly had no idea who I was. And it took me about 3 months to get through her assistant and to actually talk to Betty Siegel on the telephone. And Betty interviewed me over the telephone, and she had done quite a bit of work with Women in Leadership Texas. And I was in the Leadership Texas and Leadership America program at that time. And Betty said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it. Let's do this cruise." And I am quite sure she said that, thinking full well that this cruise will never happen. And actually it did. In 1997, we had the first cruise for women. We had 125 women attend this cruise. It was written up in the Wall Street Journal National Edition, the Boston Plain Dealer, the Cleveland Patriot, the Atlanta Business Chronicle. I was in the Small Business Strategy section of the Atlanta Business Chronicle, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So we had an incredible time. It was a wonderful first experience for women. And people often ask why I selected a cruise ship to start off the business with, and it was very simple. You have a very wonderful enclosed area where women have the opportunity to truly be together. We had half-day sessions, and the other half of the day they had free time. And, I mean, what are they going to do, jump off the cruise ship if they want to leave? I don't think so. So we had a wonderful first cruise, and that grew to doing one-day conferences and doing cruises for the next 15 years.
All right. Well, Linda, who should attend, believe, begin, become Possible Woman 2011?
Well, Sparkplug, our attendee demographics are 25, 49, and the age skew either side of that as well. Mid-level managers, high-potential women leaders within corporations, women business owners, and this year we're adding a nonprofit track. We have some of the highest-ranked nonprofit women in the Atlanta area, including Alicia Phillip, who is president of the Community Foundation of Atlanta, Pat Willis, who used to head up the Bell South Foundation many years ago and is the executive director of Voices for Georgia's Children, and a whole cadre of wonderful women leaders within nonprofit. So it's any woman who wants to take a very close and introspective look at her life and who wants to make wonderful connections for a one-day period of time and will actually walk away from the conference learning something different to apply to her business and professional life.
Beautiful. Well, how many and what type of women are you expecting to attend this event?
Corporate professionals, women business leaders, women business owners, people that are interested in health and wellness and leadership development, and interested in changing their lives for a one-day program. And in terms of numbers, right now we have 600 people signed up, and we're expecting probably 800 people this year.
All right. Well, when and where will this exciting and dynamic event take place?
Sparkplug, we are doing it for our second year in a row at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis in downtown Atlanta. And it's April 27th. Registration starts at 7 a.m. The actual conference starts between 8 and 8:30 and will last until 5:45 p.m. And we have a jam-packed day full of three separate concurrent breakout sessions of seven tracks. So you have seven choices for each of three different times. And believe me, that's the toughest thing about the whole day is trying to pick and choose which session you'll be attending out of these 21 sessions throughout the day. We have not one, not two, not three, but four fabulous keynote speakers, starting out with the female Jerry Maguire, Molly Fletcher, who will open the conference. And we have Moira Forbes, the daughter of Steve Forbes and grandchild of Malcolm Forbes, who will be our luncheon keynote speaker. We have Dr. Joyce Morley, who will be our transition keynote, while our Women of Power and Vision panel is setting up. And the Women of Power and Vision panel is a very unique panel that I do every year. We do this during the plenary session, so people actually have the opportunity to hear these wonderful women leaders. And they include Kathy Betty, who, as everyone knows, owns the Atlanta Dream, the WNBA Atlanta Dream. We have Maria Penninger, who's a regional vice president of Avon Products. We have Debbie Sessions, who is partner and COO of Porter Cadle Moore. Hala Malmog, who's president of Arby's Restaurant Group. And Rita Itzagire with SunTrust Bank. She's chief diversity officer. And this is all moderated by Sabrina Green, who is director of global diversity and inclusion for the Home Depot. So that session in and of itself is enough content to build a conference around. But we have yet another closing keynote speaker, who is Emery Moling, and everybody knows Emery's name. And Emery will be talking to us about what powerful women need to know about men. So we're also inviting the men to come along to this conference because they'll learn plenty about the women in their business lives and in their personal lives as well.
What if we have some leaders listening to our show who might be interested in sponsorships? Are there still sponsorships available for this life-changing event?
Absolutely, Sparkplug. And let me tell you why. When I develop a sponsorship, I literally tell the people that I'm talking to that if they're interested in doing this for a year period of time, that I would really rather wait until they're ready to develop a partnership. Over time, when you look at the sponsors that I have had, we've had Southern Company for 6 years now. We've had AT&T and before AT&T, Bell South, for a total of 15 years of sponsorship. American Airlines has been our sponsor for 8 years. The Kroger Company has been our sponsor for 7 years. UPS has been a sponsor for 6-7 years now. We just have some incredible sponsors. Blue Med Spa has been our sponsor now for a good 5 years. And it's all about how much you can offer that sponsor in terms of long-term benefits and building relationships with them over time. And in turn, the sponsors have a wonderful platform here to be able not only to send their employees for a regional conference, basically we term this the Southeastern Regional Conference, a one-day program that is jam-packed with leadership development and tips to not only change these women's lives, but to also give them solid leadership development skills. And the thing that's also very valuable to the sponsors is for their women to connect with women in other companies, other corporate companies, to be able to share business cultures for that day. In fact, we're starting out this year with a very unique networking session that we hope will bring all of these companies together in a way that they've not been brought together before to start off the day. So we're really excited about the possibilities here.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, how much is it to attend this event, and how can people register for it?
Sparkplug, the pricing values range from $195 to $245. The $245 is the regular pricing. We have strategic partners all over, and if you want to find out about how to be a strategic partner, you can connect with me at Linda@possiblewoman.com, and I'll be sure to let you know how to get that discounted price. And then, of course, our corporate sponsors come in and nonprofits at the lowest price, which is $195. Now, our early bird special is getting ready to go away. I may extend it to Wednesday of next week. Today supposedly is the deadline on that. But I'm talking with my team at 4 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time about possibly extending it to Wednesday. All they have to do is go to possiblewoman.com or windenterprises.com. And on the right-hand upper bar, there's the Believe, Begin, Become 2011 Possible Woman. All they have to do is click on that and press the Register Now button, and they're into our registration. It's very easy.
Well, it sounds like it. Well, tell us a little bit about the Possible Woman Foundation and the academic scholarships that you give away to women in need returning to school?
In about 2000, Sparkplug, and we had already done many of the one-day conferences and the weekend retreats, I decided that it would be a good idea to give academic scholarships to older women in need because, you know, as all of us are aware, in Georgia we've got the HOPE scholarships and we've got a ton of scholarships that the younger scholar can look for in terms of helping them with their education, but for older women, not necessarily so much. And so in 2001, I put in the application for the Possible Woman Foundation to give academic scholarships to older women in need returning to school and pursuing non-traditional roles and occupations. And it's since 2001, we've awarded over $250,000 in academic scholarships to these older women. And we're very proud of this. It's something that I started a long time ago, and we have wonderful energy surrounding this, and the lives that we have touched are just incredible. The stories of these women will just bring tears to your eyes, literally. And so that's something that I hope to continue to include within the actual conference format. And we do present the scholarships the night before, and we'll play a little videotape segment of the scholarship awardees at the event. And in addition, I always have a Woman of Inspiration award, and I have a Making a Difference award. And that can go to a man or a woman who has made a difference in the world, basically. And one year we had Dwayne Ackerman, the CEO of Bell South. One year we had a gentleman with Procter & Gamble who started the Pure Water program for P&G and actually has brought a clean water system to third world countries globally. Dr. Greg Allgood, who is just an amazing person. And I'm not going to tell you who's going to win it this year because it's a deep, dark secret, but you come to the conference on April 27th, and again, check our website, possiblewoman.com, and go to register now under the Believe, Begin, Become Possible Woman 2011 and sign up. And again, for a very nominal price of about $200, you can get a full-day leadership development for your employees, for your friends, for your colleagues, which is unheard of. And some of these speakers charge $10,000, $15,000 a day for their corporate training fees. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited, Sparkplug, and I know you're going to be one of our exhibitors. We've got you all
Most
set
definitely.
Up. And
I'm looking forward to being there. And if we have any listeners who might be interested in donating to the Possible Woman Foundation, how can they do that to help you with these women in need?
Oh, that would be wonderful. And, of course, all tax donations are fully tax deductible to the full extent of the law because we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All they have to do is contact me personally, Linda at possiblewoman.com, and you will get your full tax letter that gives you that deduction, and we would love to have people offer to help us with our academic scholarships.
Well, and finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Sparkplug, my email is Linda at possiblewoman.com, and they can go to the website. They can leave me an email on the Contact Us part of the website. They can call me at 972-724-3646 or my Atlanta phone, 770-856-4767.
All right. So now before we wrap this interview up, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Possible Woman 2011 conference?
Yes. Sparkplug, we have done these events now for 15 years. This is our 15th annual event. And sometimes we do two events a year, our three-day either cruise or land-based weekend retreat, and our one-day leadership development retreat. And for 15 years, I have worked with corporations in the Southeast. I have worked with women business owners. I have worked with individual people who attend these events. And it truly is a life-changing event with a group that is so incredibly diverse, that brings so many different things to the table, that every year has a different feeling and mindset and culture just in the group of people that we bring together. It by far is the is a leading edge, state of the art leadership development experience for people to attend, which is why corporations and small businesses and nonprofits and women business owners keep sending their employees to this event year after year after year. Every year we grow a little, we tweak and change the program and make it a little better, and we truly have a source of support within the Southeast region, and we have people actually from all over the U.S. that attend this, but the main incidence of people is from Atlanta, Alabama, Tennessee, all of the states surrounding Georgia and the actual Southeast region. It truly is a life-changing event that has the potential to create impactful change within the organization and within the individual. And to check out information about us, just go to our website, possiblewoman.com or windenterprises.com. They both point to the same website. And you'll find a little more about the company. And if you want to talk with me, just pick up the phone and call the 770-856-4767 number.
Well, Linda, we'd like to commend you on your 15-year commitment to the personal and professional development of women business owners and corporate career women.
Thank you, Sparkplug. And I'm delighted to have met you. It was a real joy talking with you on the phone the other day, and I suspect we're going to have a long-term partnership as well.
And I look forward to it.
Thank you, Sparkplug. And I appreciate your letting me be on your show.
It's been my pleasure. Well, Ms. Linda Nguyen, President and CEO of Nguyen Enterprises and founder of the Possible Woman Foundation International, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.